Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Big thanks tonight goes out to Malibu Stacy, who says Sleepwave has become a nighttime staple, especially the Hawaiian rainforest episode. And since she's become a listener, she no longer struggles with insomnia. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The other day, I had a playdate with a new friend and her son at the park. She is someone I've met a few times around my neighborhood, and we quickly discovered we have a ton in common, and it seems we were destined to be friends. But it is comically difficult to get together, as we're both working moms with full schedules. After months of trying to find a common time, we finally made a spontaneous park date early this week. I was looking forward to it all day. The weather has gone from stifling hot to cooler recently, so we thought the park would be perfect. Our boys could run around and play, and we could get some time to have a good chat, right? Well, as it turns out, the weather spiked to the high 90s, my son didn't nap very long at daycare and was sporting a runny nose, making him fussier than normal, and she was running late after work. By the time she and her son got to the park, I was sweating and miserable, and my son was crying over the slides being too hot to go down. Our snippets of conversation had to be yelled across the park, as our kids, being a year apart in age and having different abilities, were not even remotely interested in doing the same things or interacting with each other. It ended with my son dissolving into tears and a full-on fit when I said it was time to go home, and hers wandering off in the opposite direction with her in tow to look at the parked cars. And that marked the end of our date. It was not the soul-nourishing conversation with a friend that I was hoping for, but we showed up, and despite the difficulties, shared space and time for a bit. I remember before I was a mom, seeing a kid melting down in the store and thinking, yikes, or wondering why the parent didn't have a better handle on the situation. Now that I am a parent, my view has changed quite a bit on this. Yesterday's park debacle made me think of this older commencement speech by the writer David Foster Wallace called This Is Water. I recommend looking it up and listening to the whole thing, as it has tons of fascinating ideas in it. One thing I took away from it is our ability to dismiss the minutiae of life as inconsequential or even annoying. But the truth is, these small moments, sitting in traffic, standing in line at the grocery store after a long day at work, or even sitting with your child through a meltdown at the park, these moments are the stuff of life. They can be viewed as inconsequential, or you can view them with compassion and interest. It's all a matter of presence and perspective. Get cozy as we meditate together on how to appreciate and enjoy the everyday stuff of life. This sleep meditation is called This Is Water by Billy Gill. There are two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually, one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the heck is water?" David Foster Wallace's now famous commencement address begins with this little parable. Listening to this speech, at first, we may feel a bit confused as to what value, if any, this little story might have to impart to a graduating class of college students as they embark on their adult careers. However, as the speech evolves with a witty and relatable style, Wallace does what a commencement speech really ought to do. He opens up to a new way of seeing, which is exactly what is beginning to happen to the two young fish in the story as well. Life is filled with tasks and boredom and stress and anxiety, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed by a sense of frustration and dread as we make our way through the day-to-day humdrum of life. The profound message of this commencement speech is that the real value of higher education isn't merely knowledge, but the ability to choose what we pay attention to. He talks about the very natural default mode of existence that we are prone to, which places us at the center of every experience in our lives and prevents us from seeing the bigger picture of reality. That we are actually embedded in a larger system that transcends what he calls our little skull-sized kingdoms. As the younger fish were swimming along, they were genuinely perplexed by the concept of water because they were unable to see beyond themselves. They couldn't quite see the most real and essential aspect of their own existence because, as yet, they were uneducated. As David Foster Wallace kindled a spark of insight at that commencement ceremony about the value of higher education, tonight's sleep meditation explores this same idea of expanding awareness to help us see what is hiding in plain sight. Meditation is the process by which awareness becomes aware of itself. Just as the young fish were beginning to become aware of water, through meditation, the boundaries of our awareness expand. The initial technique of meditation is to simply focus attention in a single direction. The breath is a wonderful direction to choose as a point of focus. Once you've been able to harness attention in a single direction, you begin to see how the mind is habitually caught in a particular mode of wanting more. Perhaps it's a feeling that we must somehow improve ourselves or attain more money or respect and so on. The mode of attention is what keeps us from seeing the water that is all around us, which is life itself as it presents itself to us in the present moment. When we meditate consistently, we gradually become more aware of that tendency. We see that we are embedded in something beyond our own travails. We begin to see the water that surrounds us. Settle into a comfy position in your bed, allowing yourself plenty of time to make any final adjustments to your pillow, blanket, etc. When you find a posture that allows you to relax and breathe normally, try to be still. If you need to move at any time, please feel free. There is no need to be rigid. Just make sure that you are conscious of any movements. No unconscious movements. Get cozy and watch your breath flowing smoothly in and out. As you allow your breath to rise and fall, notice the gentle rhythm of your lungs. As you grow more and more relaxed, you'll notice the belly moving more than the chest. Be patient if the belly isn't moving very much in the beginning. Sometimes a little residual tension in the belly keeps it from rising and falling with the breath. Just notice the waves of inhale and exhale, with a little more emphasis on the pause at the bottom of the exhale. Never straining, simply notice that pause and linger for a moment there, before yielding to the impulse for a new inhalation. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue at your own pace for some time. The breath is always with you. It has a kind of sympathetic resonance with water too. Like water, it ebbs and flows. The air that flows in and out of the body as we inhale and exhale is akin to the water of which the fish of our story were unaware. We seldom consider that the air we breathe is the same air as everyone else. It's a symbol of our interconnectedness. To give your attention to the myriad ways we are all bound up in one another's destiny shapes how we see our lives and has the potential to lend deep meaning to even the most simple and mundane interactions. The simplest kindness or moment of compassion can have far-reaching benefits that are beyond our immediate understanding. They may seem like a pebble thrown into the ocean, but they reverberate and amplify themselves. When you see your own interconnectedness, really see it, you see that nothing is insignificant or trivial. On the other hand, when we are unable to see beyond our own agenda, all this interconnectedness can easily become nothing more than an obstacle in your path. When we encounter an obstacle, whether it's a physical obstacle, like traffic, or something more subtle, we naturally become frustrated. Awakening to the realization that this obstacle is part of a larger process can help us see that it isn't really an obstacle at all, but an opportunity to see the big picture. It's as though the obstacle contains a hidden gift. There was some blind spot that couldn't be seen until the obstruction appeared. In moments of obstruction and frustration, return to the breath. It's always there. Favor the exhale to release unnecessary tension. The inhale replaces itself. Open up and yield to the impulse for a new inhale. The exhale falls right out of the top of the inhale, and the cycle begins again. Allow your mind to come back to the breath, and remember, this is water. This obstacle is not merely something in your way, but it exists in the whole scheme of reality. Rather than trying to get rid of it, be like water and allow yourself to flow through the empty spaces and find the natural flow of life. Education is a word that we've heard all our lives, but we haven't been taught its meaning. To educe, which is the root word of education, means to draw out or develop something latent or potential. Education is not only about putting information into our heads, but it is about drawing something out of ourselves, which was there all along, but hidden, unseen. When this occurs, if we're lucky, the insight that we see is our own capacity to change ourselves by changing how we direct our attention and awareness, how we see the world, and how we see ourselves. Follow the gentle rhythm of your breath. With every exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into the comfort of your mattress. Feel the tension in your forehead melting away. The eyes eyebrows fall away from your eyelids. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, develop an awareness of your whole body. Whole body. Whole body. Feet. Feet. Knees. Knees. Belly. Say to yourself, silently, in your mind, I am lying here in my bed, totally relaxed. Return to the gentle rise and fall of your breath. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale. navel falling. Imagine yourself floating along as one of these young fish. You've known this environment your entire life. The cool, clear water, the gentle currents, and the company of your fellow fish. It's your everyday reality. As you float along, blithely unaware of all the support that surrounds you, you are in what David Foster Wallace terms the default setting. Suddenly, the older fish crosses your path and asks, "How's the water?" What is water, you wonder? As you continue to swim along, you sense that you have been taking your everyday reality for granted and haven't acknowledged its fundamental benevolence. You realize that this water is not just a backdrop. It's your life source, your sustenance, your very existence. You become conscious of the currents that gently guide you and the intricate dance of the aquatic life surrounding you. As you swim through the water, take a moment to appreciate its clarity, its purity. Feel the water against your scales, embracing you like a warm, nurturing embrace. You are part of this water, and it is part of you. In this mindful state, you start to notice the beauty of the underwater world. The way the sunlight filters through the surface, creating mesmerizing patterns of light and shadow. The colorful coral reefs, swaying gracefully in the currents, become a work of art. You also become aware of the other fish around you, each with its unique colors and patterns. Each with its own journey and purpose. You sense a connection, a shared experience of swimming through the same water. With each stroke of your fins and swish of your tail, you become immersed in gratitude and appreciation for the nourishing and supportive embrace of the water that is all around you. It's not only the physical element of water that you have awakened to. Countless aspects of your daily life that make up your whole world You are fully present and alive in the medium of existence. This is water, you say to yourself. This is water. The wisdom of those words resounds in your mind, and at once you see yourself not as a fish, but as a human being. The water that surrounds you is not water at all, but is the entire universe in all its depth and complexity. Your awareness opens up to the endless possibilities of life and the subtle miracles that transpire every day in the most unassuming places. The grocery store, the post office, the coffee shop. This is water. Sense the beauty and richness of life that is all around you. This is water. Water. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.